We're going to continue with Siman Kuvchet. This Siman is actually speaking about not where a person prayed and then he realized he already prayed, but rather a person that he did not pray for any reason whatsoever, whether it's going to be that it was a mistake, whether it was going to be force majeure or purposely. So it says in Halachot as follows: if a person made a mistake or he was honest, right, which means that he was force majeure, that there was a good reason, and he didn't pray, so tiknu chachamim, the chachamim instituted shiashlimena bizman tfilah smuchala, that he has to do what's called tashlumin. Tashlumin is like a payback. So he has to pay back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu the tefillah that he just didn't say, but he has to do it in the next tefillah, which is possible. So he says, v'lachen, and therefore, im lo yitpalel, if he didn't pray shachrit, he has to do mincha twice, two amidas basically. The first one is going to be tefillat mincha, and the second one is a tashlumin for shachrit. So that's very, very important always to remember, that it's always the first one. The first prayer that you're praying is always a regular prayer. And the second one is the payback. There's going to be a few nafkaminas that we'll see later on, right? But that's the basic halacha. If a person did the opposite, he would have to actually pray again. So the kaba that he's praying like three times or even four. Why? Because the first one is always a regular prayer. And the extra one, the tashlumin, is always going to be the second one. If a person didn't pray mincha, he's going to have to say arvit twice. First one for arvit, second one for payback of mincha. If he didn't pray Arvit, he's going to pray Shachrit. Pamaim, twice Shachrit. The first one for Shachrit and the second one for Arvit. Now there's a few different halachot that sometimes also you're not allowed to do a payback. And therefore we're going to see now the Tfilat HaTashlumin, which is basically this payback, is only going to be in the Amidah. But in the other portions of the tefillah, for example, Kriyat Shema and the Berachot, whether it's the Berachot of Kriyat Shema for Shachrit or Arvit, or Pesukei de Zimra and the Berachot, there's no Tashlumin, which means that once the time passed, that's it. So if a person's doing a payback, the payback is only on the Amidah. It is not on anything else other than the actual Amidah in itself. Now somebody that was completely exempt from tefillah, because for example, let's say he was an Onen, Bar Minan, which means that he was in the period where somebody passed away that he has to sit Shiva. So during that time frame, he is completely exempt, right, from Tefillah. And now it passed the Tefillah, he does not have to do Tefillah Tashlumin. He says, why? Because the Chachamin did not institute Tashlumin to somebody that was completely exempt, but rather somebody that was obligated and only because of accident or force majeure, he didn't pray. But if he wasn't, which means that if he wasn't able to, because he was patur legamre, he was completely exempt, he does not do tashlumin. Nevertheless, if he became anonen after the zman of tefillat shachrit, which means that it was already shachrit time, and now he becomes anonen, which means he could have already prayed shachrit, and then they came and they buried him after time. So here he would pray tefillat tashlumin for the mincha, he would pray two minchas, right? And beforehand he should make a tnai for a nedava, a condition that if he's obligated to pray, so this is his obligation, and if not, then it's a present to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this is just very, very important, again, to know. And the last halakha to do with the woman, a woman that normally prays three tefillot every single day, even though she's only obligated one tefillah, right? For Sfaradim, according to some Ashkenazim, even two tefillah. But let's say a woman prays every single day, and it once happened that she forgot to pray, she has the din of tashlumin, just like a man. So women are like men in this halakha of tashlumin as well, that let's say she always prayed a certain amount of tefillot, and now all of a sudden she lacked one of those tefillot, she could also do tashlumin, which means she could pay back in the same way that men also do the payback as well. Done.